The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
On Nationwide, there is going to be a real retrospective into the main thoroughfare in this city, in this country, in the capital city, O'Connell Street, Sackville Street, 100 years ago. Anne Casson, presenter of Nationwide, is with me. Anne, a pleasure, and thanks a million for popping into us.
Delighted to be
so
here.
So this is
Kieran.
Kind of running through the week. You're going to be on twice, Blonnet in between you, looking at all different aspects of the street. Is that right?
Mainly looking back. Mainly history, mainly people, mainly the significance that the street has played in the development of the country and our history in the last turbulent time of our history. But our kicking off point, really, and the reason we're doing it after 100 years, is that in May 1924, Sackville Street, as it was then known, officially became O'Connell Street. So we go to the archives and we find that the first move to have Sackville Street called O'Connell Street dates back to 1884.
And when the statue went up, was it?
No, the statue predated Daniel O'Connell. You have me there on a date, Kieran, right? Okay, but I'm not quite sure about that. I think it was 1884, but the documentation there indicates that there's a feeling in the country that it's in tandem really with the changing nationalist mood of the country.
Okay.
And there is resistance in 1884 from the shop owners because they think it would be bad for trade, from the residents who think the post might get lost. Just kind of nice one.
Yeah.
And over time, it develops. And informally, the street is called O'Connell Street. It's referred to as O'Connell Street during the 1916 Rising. There's a populist feeling, which obviously ties in with our struggle for independence. And then when you look at the ads from 1905, a small percentage of the ads for businesses on the street refer to O'Connell Street. And by the time it's 1919, that percentage has grown. So really, the people of the country and the people of Dublin are calling Sackville Street O'Connell Street, O'Connell Street. And thereafter, 1924, it's formally renamed.
You know the way there's people who still talk about the Point Depot and Lansdowne Road. Were there people after 1924 who persisted with Sackville Street?
I would say not, because we were a new country.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were a new country. And those terms, Sackville Street, is a throwback to our imperial rulers. I mean, I know Sackville Place still exists just off O'Connell Street.
Yeah.
So the names do survive in little pockets around the place. But O'Connell Street, why O'Connell Street? Because it's named after Daniel O'Connell, the great liberator, and his statue graces one end of O'Connell Street. And if you look around, you can see the bullet holes that are still to be spotted in that statue, which arise out of the 1916 Rising. And that brings us to the GPO. So the GPO element is really a piece that was covered by Blonnet in more detail than me. But I mean, that is so tied in with our development and the spirit of uprising. It was the HQ for the Irish Volunteers and for the Irish Citizen Army. Then it was fairly destroyed in the 1916 Rising. And then surprisingly, it stayed in a ruinous state for about 10 years. And was rebuilt and then reopened as a general post office, which it had been before that, of course, in 1929. And it's now the oldest working post office in the world.
Is it?
Did you know that?
I didn't know that. I didn't know RT's original radio studio was there, wasn't it?
Yeah, when it was called RE.
Yeah.
You know, Radio Éireann.
Random bit of information. My granddad grew up in Glasnevin and he had a job as a young lad doing sound effects on radio dramas that radio station. Yeah, like kind of shaking shoeboxes with frozen peas in it or something like
thunder.
That. Yeah, exactly. That type of stuff.
Yeah, so I think Gabo might have started out there. Certainly, as I was recalling, Don Coburn, the late great newsreader from RTE Radio 1, who would have been a very senior voice when I went into broadcasting first, he started out in the GPO working as a postal worker and then somehow got his opportunity to be a broadcaster and became a newsreader.
And so when you're there, you've got all of this, as you say, the kind of pock marks and the bullet holes in the statue, the same marks as well on the GPO.
Yeah.
You've got Sackville Place just off. Like it's imbued with history. And even the people who are there and some of the business businesses that are there. Yeah, they're there for years.
Yeah, well, the one that springs to mind is the Happy Ring House. And it's graced by that lovely bit of neon, which has a male and a female figure. I suppose if they were doing it now, they might have all sorts of figures.
Well, you'd be cancelled for
that. Yeah, I know. But anyway, a Happy Ring House, McDowell's Jewellers, they were on the street for 122 years. Now, they are now, the business is now owned by Weir's, but it's known to most Dubliners as McDowell's. And it's a place where people come to buy wedding rings. And that still happens to this day. And people come because of tradition, because their parents came, and also tourists come and drop in. And that building, much like the GPO and the Gresham and the other big statement buildings along the street, have seen two world wars. They've seen the Rising, they've seen any amount of protests, and of course parades, commemorations, yeah, the whole nine yards. And actually, there's a sadness attached to McDowell's, because one of the owners stayed in the building during the 1916 Rising to prevent looting.
Okay.
Right? So at one point he beat a hasty retreat and escaped home, but the porter actually was shot dead.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Oh, a bit of the 1916 Rising story, yeah, I hadn't heard before.
Yeah.
We mentioned, say, the statues, and then you've got, of course, the big Parnell Monument at the other side, and statues in between. Do you look into that kind of Jim Larkin and Father
Matthew?
Well,
the Jim Larkin, I think, is just iconic. I think he's probably my favourite. He's in this amazing pose, you know,
yeah,
he's declaiming.
Dynamic statue, isn't
to the
this?
Workers to unite. And of course, I think it's associated with his drive, the 1913 Dublin lockout. That's a great statue. It's probably one of the youngest statues on the street, if you exclude the floozy and the jacuzzi, who isn't there anymore. And another one which is nice, his father, Matthew, and he was an apostle of the temperance movement. And his statue, he was a Capuchin priest, and he set about trying to rid Ireland of the demon drink. And he's honoured there opposite the Gresham Hotel, and people just walk by him. They don't even notice that he was such a key figure in our history.
Yeah, he's slapping in the middle of Patrick Street in Cork as well, isn't he?
Is that right?
Father Matthew as well. There's another Father Matthew statue in that part of the real capital, as they might call it. How long are you on Nationwide now?
I'm in my 13th year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And still loving it.
Yeah.
And it's great longevity, that show.
It's 30 years thereabouts. We have a great slot. We come on at 7 o'clock after the news. We are not the news. You don't see politicians on Nationwide. You see people's stories. Whether, and it's a very broad remit. So
yeah,
it can be history or business or strong personal stories, sport, a lot that is reflective of the country at large. So we try to get out and about.
Yeah.
And it's a one place where a small rural town or a town that maybe gets overlooked can be seen on the telly. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, you often hear people say, you know, everybody has a story to tell. And I think, kind of, in a way, Nationwide is the manifestation of that idea that everybody has a story everywhere in the country. There's always a story to tell. So listen, 7 o'clock tomorrow night, as you say, after the news, not tomorrow night.
No,
getting
it's
ahead of myself. On Monday night. And then it runs Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Anne on Monday, Friday. And Blondet in between, looking at O'Connell Street. 100 years ago, the name change. The history of that change. The history of that street as well. Anne Casson, a pleasure. And thanks a million for joining us.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.